A number of elected officials and community leaders gathered Monday at Ramapo Town Hall for a roundtable with Democratic U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She wanted to hear from the community following the weekend stabbings during a Hanukkah celebration at a rabbi's house in Muncie in Rockland County. Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel of New York's 16th District took part. First, I spoke with him about the community he represented before redistricting.
People have to feel safe. Our whole country, from coast to coast, will collapse if people don't feel safe. I mean, that's the main responsibility, or one of the main responsibilities of government, to make sure people feel safe and are safe.
And then, do you see the conversation going? This happened when from Pittsburgh into arming houses of worship. You know, where do we go to secure houses of worship? There's so many trains of thought.
The tragedy we had here in Rockland. At the same time, there was another tragedy in Texas, in a church in Texas. And, you know, they said that the parishioners had guns, and I thought, and they were able to get the person who did this because they had guns. And I thought, my God, this is what we've turned into as a country, where you have to have a gun in order to feel safe. That should not be the way we handle this. There's no, one solution. There's no, quick solution, but government has to play a role in it. And, I would look forward to working with our governor and with the local officials here in Ramapo. There's no one solution, but there needs to be a solution.
What was, and just your reaction when you heard this had happened, did it surprise you?
It surprised me only that when it hits home, you somehow feel it more. And having represented this area for 10 years in Congress, having all my friends here, I knew that I had to personally be here myself to just express solidarity. I'm going to also be on some of the stations on cable later today. I think it's important for people to know that elected officials are with them. You know, it can't be any more, this is happening in this community, and so-and-so is not part of this community, so so-and-so has nothing to worry about. It's not that way anymore. We're all in this together.
And, you know, there's been anti-Semitic graffiti around here for a good couple of years, consistently.
Anti-Semitism has gone up tremendously all across the country. At the same time, hate speech has gone up amongst everybody. That doesn't make any excuse, because it's wrong no matter who it's done against. But we know that anti-Semitism has become, I mean, you look at statistics, you look at all kinds of things. In the year 2000, Joe Lieberman ran for vice president with Al Gore, and they almost won. It was a very close election. And at the end of the campaigning, I said to Joe Lieberman, because I'm friendly with him, how many incidents of anti-Semitism did you encounter since you campaigned all over the country to be the first Jewish vice president? He said, none, zero. I didn't get any. I said, zero? And he said, yes. And I said, that's just amazing. And I felt good about it, you know? Now, if that election, which was in 2000, which is 20 years ago, were held today, do you think that would still be the answer? Of course not. So it shows you how we've backslided as a nation, and we've got to address it, and elected officials have to address it.